Welcome to Career Conversations. I'm Mary Wheeler, and this is one in a series of interviews with registered practical nurses in Ontario. I'm delighted to introduce Deborah Cowie, who is currently working at Ontario Shores Centre for Mental Health Sciences. I'm going to let Deborah tell you a bit about her career story. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you very much, Mary. I graduated 20 years ago from Durham College as an RPN. During my 20 years, I have worked both in long-term care and for the most part of my career in mental health at Whitby Mental Health Centre, which is now Ontario Shores Centre for Mental Health Sciences. I work with clients with schizophrenia, mood and behavior disorders, and a forensic population as well.
Can you tell me what made you move from long-term care to mental health? What made you shift?
Basically, the challenges in mental health nursing associated with the disease process, the recovery process, as well as some of the legal aspects that are also specific to mental health issues.
And what's your position then on the unit that you're working?
I'm a general staff RPN.
Are you involved in anything else in your career?
Once I was graduated, I became a certified grief and bereavement educator and counselor. This was partly because I recognized the issues of grief and loss that were not being identified for nurses in the mental health system as well as the clients and their families.
Why were you so passionate or are still passionate about grief counseling? Where did this come from?
Well, prior to nursing, I was always very interested in palliative care and I would attend the yearly palliative care conferences with Humber College. And it was there that I was able to meet some faculty that focused on the grief and death and dying courses there. And in speaking with them about the challenges that this poses in mental health, they suggested that I might be interested in attending their college and their courses.
So that's how you got a certificate in grief counseling?
I did, yes.
And what are you doing with that certificate now?
What I initially did is I would be a guest speaker at some of the RPNAO conferences held throughout the province. Being an RPNAO instructor, I also developed a course, Grief, Death, and Dying, which came out of conversations with student nurses, practicing nurses, as well as instructors and faculty at different colleges and universities. I'm able to teach this as well within the different hospital systems, as well as privately.
This is an amazing accomplishment, Deborah. What does this accomplishment tell me about who you are? What are your strengths? What makes you unique?
I'm very driven and very, very passionate about looking at the issues specifically of grief and loss that are not being identified and what nurses and nursing students are indicating that they want more skills developed in that area as well. So I can walk the walk or talk the talk, but it was listening to students and their faculty enough to become involved in developing the Grief, Death, and Dying course to enable to give students the tools to use in order to have these conversations with both patients, families, and their colleagues.
So what I'm also hearing is that you've really been able to sort of scan and look out at the environment and see where the trends are and have identified that there was a need or a niche for someone with your expertise, because it sounds like this has been a need but hadn't been really addressed. Would that be right?
That's correct, yes. And yet people are working in it every day but feel quite ill-prepared in what they're doing.
So, Deborah, what I'd be curious then, what advice would you or what wisdom do you have for other RPNs who are passionate about something, who are working in staff nurse roles, but see an opportunity? How would one begin to realize that vision for what they think needs to happen?
I think it's important to seek out those that are currently working in the area that seems to have a greater interest to you, to formulate with these people, attend different workshops or conferences where people are speaking, find out what's going on in your community, being part of that. I think empowering yourself, challenging your thinking in what you want and asking those people within those positions the different questions as to why you should become involved. I think leading by example and identifying what your abilities are and steering them in that direction.
And what do you think holds a lot of RPNs back from maybe taking that leap towards something they're passionate about?
In talking to a lot of PN students and RPNs, the thing that I think is that one of the biggest obstacles is they don't feel that it's their role, it's that their position. Still the thinking quite often is that that should either be the RN role or the nurse practitioner role, that as an RPN, they don't have the opportunity or the guidance, if you will, to formally lead and empower others and themselves.
That's really an excellent observation. So what advice, what would be the nugget that you would say to individuals who might be thinking that way?
I think first and foremost would be to get involved with your professional organizations. Start there and start formulating educational partnerships with these people, finding out what is going on in your community with nursing. What are the obstacles and what are the directions that nursing is heading into the future? Mm-hmm. And where you may want to play a part in that.
Your mid-career, you have a lot of experience and wisdom. Is there anything that you want to do in the future? Where's the future for you with your career?
I hope to actually take the issues of grief and death into the formal education realm is what I want to do. Working two-thirds through my career at this point, I have not become complacent within it, and I hope not to become complacent, and I still hope to be able to challenge myself, challenge student nurses, work alongside with them, but also to develop a program that could be seen in the formal curriculum for nursing.
Well, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you, Deborah, for sharing some words of wisdom about your career, for giving some advice to other RPNs who will be listening to this, and to wish you all the very best in your future as an RPN. Thank you so much for being part of Career Conversations.
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity.